The readings for today on the feast day of St. Philip and St. James remind us of two important teachings in Christology and ecclesiology. Fancy term, just meaning the nature of Christ as well as the nature of the church. First, the gospel reminds us of the nature of Christ and his unity with the Father. The works that he hath done, the things that he hath taught, the life that he hath lived, the encounter that he had, was to show us what it means to be sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. The work that Jesus hath performed and his life and everything that he possessed, everything that he had, but not to glorify himself, but to make known the love of the Father and who we are in that relationship with the Father. He is the perfect example of filial duty, responsibility, and love. Jesus teaches us, even now, to the power and working of the Holy Spirit, what it means to be sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, by his own example, as God's own beloved Son. That's why he said, "Whoever had seen me has seen the Father." So therefore, we need to ask ourselves, will we be able to say the same thing? That whoever have seen us have seen Christ in us? Whoever have seen us, do they see the love of Christ in us for the Father? Or do they only see us and what we're trying to do? My brothers and sisters, this is who Christ is. Never held back anything for his own glory, but to make known the love that he had with his Father. And we are Christ for others. We are called to be that instruments of Christ's loving peace to others through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. So, which lead us toward our own ecclesiastical mission and purpose. That at the church, that you have heard what St. Paul said in the first letter to the Corinthians, that I handed on to you what I myself received. This is what it means to be apostolic, handing on what we have received, not just for our own sake, our own purpose, but so that everyone will come to know Christ. Christ's mission had to be our own because we were baptized into Christ. Christ's mission had to be something that's personal to us because we are now known to be Christians or disciples of Christ. Christ's mission had to be living in us and personalized by us because we have been buried to our old self and rose up again with him. My brothers and sisters, that we celebrate St. Philip and St. James today, the name apostolic, the term apostolic, had to apply to us, the one who are sent out into this world to preach the good news, the one who are sent out in the name of Christ, so that Christ may be preached, Christ might be known, and at being Christ for others, we might lead others toward their own understanding of who they are as beloved sons and daughters of God. So therefore, through the intercession of St. James and St. Philip, may we recognize that whoever have seen us might see the Father and the Lord in us through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. Let us strive for that each and every day. For Christ is truly alive, and we are his apostles in the term, sent out in his name.